Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, this apostle short of the very course, God, for sending in on this evening, Lord, to God, just quickly, briefly, but short, Lord, to God, in seven, Lord, to God, insight when it comes to healing, Lord, to God, those that are believing, God, for total healing, total restoration, Lord, to God, total realignment, Lord, to God, in their body, Lord, to God, from the front of their head to the top, to the bottom of their feet, Lord, to God, when it comes to healing, Lord, to God, when there's a healing and deliverance service taking place, Lord to God, in the fellowship, Lord to God. And the Lord instructs the woman or man of God to pray for you. Either he will tell them to lay hands on you, or either he will say, just speak to them, say, pray for them a prayer of healing and deliverance, Lord to God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord to God, God will give them specific instructions, prophetically, how to pray for you when it comes to healing and deliverance, Lord to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you receive your healing, Lord to God, in the name of Jesus. Because the verse says, where two or more are gathered in my name, not my name, but his name, which is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Elohim, the Nigh, and Emmanuel, Lord to God, God, Yeshua, Lord to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, where two or more are gathered in his name. So it'll be two people in you that is in need of healing, Lord to God. And the other two are deliverance ministers, Lord to God, either an elder, pastor, or either a prophet, apostle, whoever God uses, Lord to God, that he feels fit to use to pray and intercede on your behalf for the manifestations of healing to take place within your body, within your Lord, glory to God, so that that healing will come about. So now that you are healed, because you don't take God only to heal none of us, glory to God, he can do it quickly, instantly, and suddenly, glory to God, and exceedingly, and abundantly, all that you can think and all that you can ask, glory to God, healing will begin to manifest itself right there in the midst, glory to God, because we said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Who is in the midst? God is in the midst, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. His presence is there. So you receive your healing, glory to God. Now, here's the thing, glory to God. As a pastor, as an apostle, as a prophet, as an evangelist, as a teacher, glory to God, a part of the gospel ministry, glory to God, moving, operating under the unction of the Holy Spirit, whether it's myself or other leaders in the body of Christ that intercedes on your behalf, that prays on your behalf, glory to God, that prophetically speak into your life, glory to God, according to the word that God places in our belly to minister to you. Either he'll tell us to lay hands on you, or he say not to lay hands on you, Lord God, because the Bible says to lay no hands on no man suddenly. So you have to be led. We have to be led by the Spirit of God to lay hands on anyone, Lord to God. So now that you receive your healing and you are no longer in our presence, but God is still moving. He's still working in your body. The ache has gone. The pain is gone. The crack is gone. Whatever healing that you needed for that particular hour, that particular day, or you may be praying for healing for years and years and years, and God is miraculously healing your body. God's miraculously heal a lung, a organ, a heart, your brain, your eyes, so you became. You was mute, but you speak, glory to God. You were deaf and your ears opened up. You were blind and your eyes didn't have sight. You were walking with a limp, but when you left, you had no limp, glory to God. But whatever healing took place, now here's the thing, glory to God, that many people will say, well, I went to the church, and I went to the fellowship, and I got healed, but why, and my leg was healed. But as soon as I got in my car, the pain came back. Well, the pastor spake, the prophet spake. They didn't pray the fake prayer over me. That prayer didn't work. I'm not healed. That's the thing. You believe to your car, something took place. So when God instructs his leaders, his servants, his ambassadors, those that operate accordingly to the word of God, that are moving and function according to the word of God, to pray for you, to intercede on your behalf for healing, and the healing manifestations take place, their assignment is completed. They didn't pray the prayer of healing. They didn't pray the prayer of deliverance. Glory to God. You were healed. You were delivered because it says the word of God. When two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So it was you and two other people, servants, glory to God, moving, operating under the unction of the Holy Spirit. But the time that you left out of that door, the time that you left out of that presence, the time that you left and went into your car, their work was completed. Their assignment was completed. Now the rest was up to you. See, those of us that are leaders in the body of Christ, glory to God, what we did was we stretched our faith with your faith, and we believed on your behalf, and God moved on our behalf. But at the same time, where was your faith? What happened to your belief that you had in the presence of the Holy Spirit? What happened to I received the healing, Lord, but something happened when you left out of the fellowship. It was like all of a sudden your faith went down. Your belief went down. So the pain came back. So that tells you, you cannot blame the pastor and say he fake or she fake. You cannot blame the deliverance minister and say they fake, that was a fake healing. No, because all fingers will point back at you. God will say they did what they was told to do. They moved their unction with instruction of what I gave them. Now the rest is up to you, glory to God. Your faith, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, will move mountains. Your belief, glory to God, will maintain your healing and your deliverance, glory to God, if you follow through, glory to God, if you maintain this belief. See, this is what takes place from the time that you receive your healing to the time that you are no longer in the presence of the man or woman of God, the servants of the Most High God, because we are servants, glory to God. And now that you're alone by yourself, here's what many people will do. They'll allow Satan to come into their ear gates and say, oh, that was no healing. That was fake. And so because you believe Satan more than you believe God, because God has said you received your healing, you received your deliverance, now walk in it. Now claim it. Keep professing it over your body. I'm healed. And that pain won't come back. I am healed. I am set free. I am healed. You have to keep on constantly believe that you are healed. Because the moment that you stop believing, the moment that's when things go down the hill. Glory to God. Because you didn't turn deaf ear on God, and now you listen to the voice of the enemy telling you that you're not healed. And the more you listen to Satan telling you that was a fake healing, that was a fake deliverance, you didn't get saved, you didn't get healed, you didn't get deliverance, the more you turn your ear towards Satan, that pain come back, that cramp will come back, that disease will begin to manifest itself back in your body, that kidney will begin to act up again. And you be like, wait a minute, I know I was healed. I went to the doctor last week, and he gave me a clean bill of health. But now it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks in past, and you're feeling cramps. You're feeling aches because somewhere along the line, something happened to your belief. Something happened to your faith, whereas those doubts set in. And you believe the enemy more than you believe God. When God said, you are now healed, you are now made whole, the disease I dried up, the ache is no longer there, the kidney has been restored, your heart has been repaired, glory to God. Your mindset has been cultivated and been renewed, but something took place that caused doubt, that caused unbelief to set in, where now all these things that was healed, now they're the manifestations of sickness is coming back. the manifestations of aches, all these things that was that took away the enemy tricked you. And now they're coming back. See, the insight to healing is you have to maintain your belief. You have to maintain your faith. You got to keep speaking it over your body. Glory to God. Because God promised to heal us. He promised to see, he promised. Our promises, his promises are yea and amen. He's a God that cannot, will not, and shall not lie. And so you all will go back and say, God lied. Well, God didn't lie when he said he healed you. It's Satan that lied to you and said that you're not healed. But see, this is the thing. It's called trick of the mind. Glory to God. The enemy will get into your mind and trick you and to have you thinking and believing, because the word of God said, he so a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you think, so it shall be. So the enemy will fool you and trick your mind. Do you not understand that you can reprogram your mind to believe a certain way, and your body, your mind will begin to send out messages or signals all throughout your body, and your body will begin to conform to what your mind is believing. So because you believe Satan more than you believe God, when God said you are total healed, you are total set free, you are total deliberate, and now that the enemy has come in and tricked you and mesmerized and manipulated your mindset, now your mind and your brain has become rewired by the enemy to fool your body, and now you're feeling aches and pains and cramps, and things are showing up on an x-ray that was not there because God healed you. And because your brain has been tricking, see, the signals have been sent out to your body, and so now your body has reprogrammed itself back to, I need to be healed. I need to be set free. When God says you are already healed, you are already set free. So man thinketh, so is he. Glory to God. You have to keep maintain your healing. You got to have that belief. You got to have that faith. You got to keep speaking. You got to keep declaring it. You got to keep decreeing it. Glory to God. Because God is a promise keeper. God is not a God that cannot, shall not, and will not lie. Glory to God. If God said you are healed, then you are healed. If God said you are free, you are free. If God said you're delivered, you're delivered. No ifs, ands, and buts, because it is so in Jesus' name. Everything that God created, he said is good. Go read the book of Genesis, the first book of Genesis. Everything that God created, he said it was good. So when he created man, it was good. When he created the organs and the bones and the ligaments and the tendons and the joints and the muscles and all those things to make up who we are, it was good in his eyesight. So when God spoke healing and the manifestations of healing fell upon you and endowed you, it was good. Glory to God. God does not intend for none of us to be sick. None of us to walk around with aches and pains. He desires us to be healed and whole and made free. But it's all according to your faith. Do you believe? Do you trust God? Do you know without a shadow of doubt that when God sends his servants, his ambassadors, to pray and intercede on your behalf for the manifestations of healing, that your healing will begin to manifest itself? Not 2 days from now, not 3 days from now, because like I said, it don't take God all day long to heal any of us. It doesn't take him 15 years, 20 years. It takes you 15 to 20 years to receive your healing because your belief is not where God needs it to be. So you have step. You have believe, you don't believe. It's either you won't believe or you just don't believe at all and walk around and aches and pains all the rest of your life. It's either you're going to receive your healing, walk by faith and not by sight, possess it, declare it, decree it, claim it, receive it in the name of Jesus, and walk around healed for the rest of your life. and be that living witness testimony. You know, guys, I had congestive heart failure, but I'm telling you, God sent someone and just to pray over me, and they anointed me, and they prayed over me, and I received my healing. I said, Lord, I believe that I am healed in Jesus' name, and I began to confess and profess and declare and decree every day that I was healed. And when I went to the doctors last week and they took an x-ray and they looked at me and they looked at the x-ray and they said, Mr. Johnson, Miss Terry, you had congestive heart failure, but looking at these x-rays, it looks like you never had congestive heart failure. Miss Terry, Mr. Michael, you had kidney failure, but from the x-rays, it looks like you sure you had kidney failure? What's your problem? I got the name. We need to talk to them because something is wrong. Now, when we took the x-ray 2 weeks ago, your kidney was working at and functioning at this percentage. But now it looks like your kidney is functioning at full capacity. You sure you was blind? Now, I would have sworn you was blind at birth. How you see? Where you get them eyes at? Wait a minute. Let's call the obstetrician because something is, it was a miracle. Miracles of healing. Glory to God. Miracles of healing. Glory to God. The manifested glory of God celebrating the body. That's what took place. And you got to be a witness. You got to be a testimony. Glory to God, when it comes to healing. And tell them good goodness. Tell those that need healing. Glory to God. Yes, God healed me. He healed me from cancer. He healed me from diabetes. He healed me from hepatitis. He healed me from this. He healed me from that. He healed me from kidney failure. He healed me from liver failure. He healed me from this. He healed me from that. He healed me from a tumor that was in my stomach. He healed me from cervical cancer. He healed me from breast cancer. God healed me. I was deaf in one ear, and God healed me. I can hear now both ears. I was blind from birth, and God gave me new sight, and now I can see. And the doctors don't know what happened. All they know is a miracle took place. You got to believe that you are healed. You got to believe that you are healed. And you got to have the faith to know that you are healed. Because God is a God that cannot, shall not, and will not lie. It's not the pastor's fault. Glory to God. It's not the prophet's fault. It's not the apostle's fault. It's not the healing and deliverance minister's fault. It's not the deacon, the evangelist. It's not Sister Joanne. It's not Sister Mary. It's not Brother Charles. It's not Brother Kendrick. It's not Brother Tony. It's not Sister Deborah. It's not Sister Diane. It's not Mother Ruth. It's not Mother Jenkins. It was none of them because they did their assignment according to the instructions of the Holy Spirit that God gave them to pray and to speak the manifestation of healing to rise up in your body. They prayed and they began to speak to every organ, every joint, every ligament, every tendon, every muscle, blood cells, DNA to restructure itself, to heal itself in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. It's not their fault. Because God is saying, what about you? Where was your belief? You believe 1 minute, but the next you didn't. You didn't doubt me, but now you doubt me. You have faith that you was healed, but now the faith is gone. So now the aches and pains are returning. Glory to God. So you cannot blame another leader for what God is saying. Look at you. We are all held accountable based on our own beliefs and our own faith. Glory to God. Yes, there are people that walk around every day prophesying, praying false healings over people, but really speaking curses, and people wind up not healed, but they wind up with another sickness and another illness. of being attached to that body. Yes, Jesus said that many will come in his name and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied your name? And he will say, well, I do not know you, for you are workers of iniquity. I'm just paraphrasing the word of God. So I encourage you all that they have a desire and been seeking healing from the Lord to receive your healing, to walk by faith and not by sight, to trust God, to have faith and know that you are healed because God is a promise keeper. His word cannot return back unto him void because it'll make God out of a liar, and God cannot, shall not, and will not lie. Glory to God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory to God. And he is the I am that I am. Glory to God. I am Apostle Prophet Sharita Berry. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, email me, SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.